This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have two boys. We stopped at two. I wanted to have more babies, but we barely got through them coming out alive and well and having a medical career. And usually doctors don't make the best patients because we're workaholics. And it's not that I think I know more. I don't know more than my gynecologist, but I just figured that, you know, having two was enough that I could handle. And, you know, by the way, after you have one baby, you almost don't want to have a second because you don't want to share. You don't want that child to miss out on anything. And so I almost didn't want to have a second child because I love my first one so much that I don't want anything to pull away. I didn't want any resources or food or milk or anything to be taken away from my baby. Until it was one of my friends who said the best thing you could do for your son is give him a brother because you're not going to be around, you know, forever. And I was like, oh, okay. So I love my kids to death, but, you know, the second kid was born because I love the first one so much. And now I love them both. I've always loved them both equally, but, you know, there usually has to be some sort of an incentive to go through a whole nother pregnancy. After you go through one pregnancy, you're like, really? Why did I do that? So there has to be another incentive. And so for me is I want to make sure that those two had each other, and they do. So raising boys for me was, I think, a relief because I'm not very good with girls. I mean, I don't think I was the typical girl, even though now we're changing the stereotypes and we're changing the whole, you know, image of what a girl should be. But for me, you know, I loved sports. I liked playing in the mud. You know, I loved the boy toys. Yeah, I love football. And so for me, when I was like, I have two boys, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I noticed how I would start raising them was I was trying to raise them to be the perfect man. Once they identified as guys and they identified as they want to be boys, I didn't push it on them, but I was like, okay, you're guys, I'm going to raise you to be the best boys. And I am going to make sure, this was subconsciously, that you do the exact opposite of everything I dislike that your dad does or anything I dislike that my prior boyfriends would do. And you are going to be the perfect guy. So I start raising them and I start telling them, okay, no, the beard won't work. The girls don't like the beard. Hubby interferes. That beard's good. Really? You think that beard is good? Yeah. Well, I have a beard. Yeah, and then I gotta be careful. I like his beard, but I don't like the way my son's scraggly, you know, odd-looking beard is coming out. So, fine. You know, dad's dad. See, Corey is thinking, all right, I got boys here. This is where I need to step up. And I'm going, no, can you step back? There are some things that women don't like. Let me teach my boys those things. So it has been a constant struggle. Middle of the night, I need to go to the bathroom. Somebody leaves the seat up, and I fall into the toilet. For some reason, the boys in my family like to leave soggy bread in the bottom of the sink. Why they don't eat the full piece of bread, why they don't take that piece of sandwich and throw it in an actual garbage is beyond me. But they like to leave soggy bread in the refrigerator. I don't get that. They like to make sounds. Human sounds, animal sounds, gas sounds. While I'm trying to follow the discourse and the plot, right, and the script of a TV show. They just don't get that. But they're guys. That's what guys do. So the other day, my son has a girlfriend, great girl, love her to death, and he was asking some advice on a communication issue. I don't want to go into too much detail because their lives are private and they're doing great, but there was a communication issue. And I do not want my sons to do what my husband does, what any of my prior boyfriends would do. What I can't stand is when I reach out to somebody, there's just no answer, like they're dead on the other side of the phone or a text or whatever. I would like to have some receipt of that conversation. It could be 24 hours from now, but just make sure you received it. What does my husband do? Like, you sent me a text? Yes, I sent that to you days ago. I did a follow-up text. I even did a follow-up text, making sure that you received the follow-up text of the first text, because I knew you would need that information today. Well, can you resend it? All right, so I don't want my boys to do that because I don't want them getting divorced. I don't want whoever's dating them to say, to heck with this, I'm out of here. So my son was telling me something he was wanted to do, and I'm like, okay, no, that is not, no. Girls don't like that. You need to do this. Now, my husband did something that I was just in shock. He's actually sitting there on the couch, and he goes, Mom's right. Mom's right. All right, so the whole family's in shock. I mean, my son turns white, you know, because he's kind of been liking this. Okay, you know what? Okay, I got Dad. I'll follow what Dad does. You know, cray-cray Mom over there with her ovaries. I'll just listen to her because she feeds us, but, you know, I'll give her just, you know, some token, you know, empathy or, maybe a token ear once in a while, but I'm going to follow what Dad does. He's in shock because Dad agreed with me. I'm in shock because, first, he never agrees with me. He never thinks I'm right, especially since, you know, I kind of pull this stuff out of my respiratory and I make it up as I go, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm right, yeah. Then I'm starting to think, what did I say that was right? Because I'm never right. But what I really was in shock about, because now I get mad. Now I get mad at my husband. The reason why I'm in shock is because all this time, all these years I've been married to him, if I was right with that one communication piece, he could have been doing that all this time. If he says I'm right and he knows I'm right, that means he willingly knew he was doing wrong this whole time. So I have a choice. Either I rip him a new one for this whole time driving me crazy with something that I was right about, and then I told you so, or I could enjoy the moment and teach my son that, yeah, sometimes I am right. So I took the latter, but I got to tell you, it's coming. I mean, one thing we women like to do is bring up the past, and I really want to bring up the past, and I think what's going to happen is when the kids aren't around, I'm going to really let them have it. But yeah, so dads, we love daddies, but kind of step off and bounce out of the way when we women are trying to raise our voice. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So everybody reform the line, right? Just like with Lord of the Rings, reform the line. Right. We do not change course yet. Okay. This South African strain we've been watching for a while. And the South African strain is going to try to mess things up for us. And our COVID rules and regulations and economic shutdown and then vaccine rollout has been one cluster after another. But we are doing some good. I do like to look at the glasses half full. And we are doing some good. And I don't want this South African strain to mess this up. But we are getting more and more data that the South African strain is looking at us going really and laughing. we are being told that the 501YV2 mutation, I don't have that memorized yet, but it's the 501YV2 mutation. And by the way, we also have some other, hold on a second, there's also another little fancy name to it as well. Let me see if I have that here. The E484K mutation specifically. Medical students might get tested on this a few years from now, but for now, I don't have to have it on my test. Those mutations are smart enough to not only reformulate their spike protein and figure out how to get into a human cell, but possibly it's mutating at a rate where people are getting reinfected. So they could get a whole new COVID illness and not have the immunity from the original illness caused by this strain. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of our work in trying to make herd immunity and hope that people who have had the disease don't get it again, or hope that people who have the antibodies will be immune, starts to falter and shake our faith a little bit. If this virus doesn't care and it could keep mutating to evade our immunity. Now, remember when I taught you guys about the immunity, and look at my video. I made a little video. I understand the illustrations stink, right? But I'm sorry, I'm no Picasso. But I made a 2.5-minute video on how the mRNA vaccines work, where we inject our deltoid in the muscle cell. It'll receive the little mRNA instructions. The mRNA has a duty to make little spike proteins. It'll replicate, create these spike proteins in our muscle cell without disturbing our muscle cell or hurting our muscle cell or hurting the DNA. The muscle cell helps it make these proteins. Our immune system goes, oh, look at these spike proteins. They teach the antibodies to be prepared to fight those proteins. So the antibodies are like, all right, when we see this type of spike protein, we know that we need to attack it, so when real COVID comes, with their spike proteins, our immune system is ready to go. But if while we're doing this, while our bodies are preparing for one spike protein, and the COVID virus is making new spike proteins, we're going to be behind the curve. How many of you guys have ever played Dungeons & Dragons? And you know the dice? Sometimes the dice are different shapes. They're all cool looking dice. Sometimes the dice have 8 sides. Sometimes they have 10. That's how I look at the spike protein. It's your different dice. Not so much like the cube. The cube, everybody has Monopoly set dice. Those are easy ones. But they keep changing to funny looking Dungeons and Dragons dice. And they could change and they could have different shapes and different that's what the spike proteins are doing. They're playing Dungeons and Dragons with us. It's really what this is, this whole Dungeons and Dragons game. So we're being told by medical experts that what they're concerned about with this mutation, this 501YV2 mutation, is when we give convalescent plasma, when we donate blood, and we donate the plasma that has the antibodies from somebody who had COVID, this isn't working. Now, mind you, a lot of the data has been inconclusive on plasma infusions, but a lot of people have survived. They credit the plasma infusion, so we're doing it. I'm donating blood again today because I want to donate blood. And if it turns out I have COVID antibodies, then I could donate plasma and they could then give my antibodies to somebody. But if my antibodies are from an old strain, it's not going to help somebody that might have a newer strain. Now, how prevalent is the South African variant? Well, what we're being told is not in America. We still have not identified one of the South African strains. In America, we have multiple other strains. We have the UK strain that's been found in multiple states. We have a new California strain. There's a Texas strain. There's a Columbus strain, Columbus, Ohio. So we have new strains that have emerged. And we feel that whatever we're doing will still work. The South African strain is the first one to hint that what we're doing may not work. So why am I telling everybody to reform the line, to hold their ground, to keep doing what they're doing? Well, all right, first of all, we are just now moving into high gear when it comes to the COVID vaccine rollout. And our current strains are still killing us. So we can't stop everything and go, well, I'm not going to get a vaccine. and I'm going to wait for one that could also handle the South African variant. There's no time. Our hospitals are still full. Maybe we're slowly starting to level off a little bit because of all the, you know, unfortunate lockdowns and everybody's scared and, you know, people are still not working. But for now, we have to, when it comes to epidemiology, when it comes to fighting disease, when it comes to public health, we have to deal with the here and now. So the here and now is the COVID strain we're dealing with, the current COVID strain that's in America. The here and now is also the UK strain here in America. The here and now is California dealing with the California emerging strain that for some reason came from Denmark. So we still need to deal with the here and now. To wait for a vaccine that can be fine-tuned, shouldn't take more than a couple weeks for them to do, but for them to wait to fine-tune the vaccine to also help fight South African COVID, the South African COVID strain, it could possibly mess up our current work that we need to do here for our current vaccine. And what public officials need to say, and they don't want to say, nobody wants to say, I'll say it because I don't care, but nobody wants to say is, this vaccine we're getting is not going to be a one-off. This is going to be the start of possibly multiple vaccines we need for COVID. Nobody wants to say that because everybody's going to be like, what? Well, I'm not going to get the first one. See, everybody's under the impression that I just have to get the COVID vaccine and I'm good and I'm in the clear. Some people are still thinking they only need one shot. I don't know where the rumors came from that one shot is 80, 90% effective. One shot is only about 50% effective, maybe less. So you have to get the two-shot regimen, which is getting changed because apparently a lot of countries want to quickly vaccinate everybody. Now that President Biden wants to vaccinate at least 100 million people within his first 100 days, if there's not enough doses, everybody's going to have to wait for their second dose and just get that first one so they hit that mark of 100 million people. Now, why aren't I complaining more? Why aren't I making more noise? Because, look, I'd rather you have 50% protection than none. I'd rather you have some protection. How good will the vaccine work if you only have one shot? If you get COVID, will it keep you out of the hospital? We don't know. Anybody tells you that they know, they can't tell you they know yet because there's not enough time. There hasn't been enough months that have passed since somebody received a vaccine to see what happens if they get COVID or not. But I got to tell you, COVID has been around now for a year. And I was telling you all and I was telling other doctors, I think COVID hits you twice. Or I think you could get COVID multiple times. And it was like, no. And I'm like, well, didn't most of the population get it already? Why are we still having hospitalizations? Was it really that somebody was in their house for 11 months and they hid from COVID this whole time? And now all of a sudden they're in the hospital? I really believe that many of us were exposed and then a new variant came in the summer and now we're exposed to that one. So public health officials might have to tell America that, listen, as these new strains come up and as the spike protein evolves, we'll have to get updated shots, just like the flu vaccine. Well, the flu vaccine is not very popular. Half of the country does not want to get the flu vaccine. My answer to that is, well, the COVID vaccine isn't popular. Half the country doesn't want to get the COVID vaccine either. So you might as well be straight, you might as well be transparent, and let people know that we are going to probably have to fine-tune, tweak the vaccine that they're getting, still get the vaccine so they get protection against the current and now virus, and then we just do either yearly or every six-month vaccines. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The transfer of power is complete. President Biden is the 46th commander-in-chief.
But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We're good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far. But we still have far to go.
Thousands of Southern California Edison customers are without power this week as a precaution due to 80-mile-an-hour winds and red flag conditions. The largest outages were in Ventura County. More than 7,000 in Thousand Oaks and 2,000 in Simi Valley had their power shut off as a precaution. Power outages also hit customers in Los Angeles, Laguna Woods, Anaheim, Moreno Valley, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Menifee in the Inland Empire. USA Radio News. We don't want Biden, we want revenge. That was Antifa's message as violence and destruction erupts in Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
Demonstrations in Portland, Oregon Wednesday turned violent as crowds attacked the headquarters of the Oregon Democratic Party and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. A group of around 150 people marched to the party's headquarters Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, lighting dumpsters on fire, and leaving graffiti. Eight people were arrested and faced charges ranging from disorderly conduct to rioting. Federal law enforcement later used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse a crowd throwing rocks and eggs and vandalizing the ICE building Wednesday night after an unlawful assembly had been declared. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, gave a surprising defense of GOP Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on Tuesday. The Democrat spoke to reporters and said she supports Hawley's and Cruz's objections to the electoral vote count earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one of you had wanted me to talk about surprise billing, and you had shown me a bill from your doctor's office, and it seemed a little bit too high for your taste. I get that. And you wanted me to explain doctor bills. For a quick segment, which I can very easily do. Having had an office for 16 years prior to going to teach and concentrating more on telemedicine in my media career, billing was probably the biggest pain in the tush as a medical provider. So when I first opened my practice, okay, I remember I came from a family that was poor. I was the first one in my family to go through college. I mean, some of our family tried to get through college, you know, get to college, but they had to, you know, support their family, and college was expensive. And the only reason why I was able to afford college is I got a scholarship. I had taken AP classes in high school. I got a 1450 on my SAT, so I was very, very grateful that UNLV gave me a full academic scholarship. Otherwise, I would not have been able to afford to go to college. So I was really, really grateful for that, which is why, you know, kids, you want to pay for college. Maybe student loans might, you know, have some sort of a reprieve with the Biden administration, but I would really go for the academic scholarships because those aren't loans. That you get an academic scholarship, that covers your tuition pretty darn well. So I was pretty lucky. So I get through medical school. My father had fixed appliances. He had come to America to help support his parents with the Holocaust. My family had escaped their countries of persecution. Some family didn't escape. They couldn't imagine having to leave and that the country would ever do anything like that, and they were all killed. But my grandmother's family and my grandfather's family had the foresight to leave. They fled to Israel. My grandma was German. Grandfather was Austrian. They ended up having my father. And in the 60s in America, they allowed those of German descent who were persecuted in Germany to be able to come to the United States. There was some open visas. So my grandmother, who was a, you know, escapee from the Holocaust, was able to come to America. So she came. Then, of course, her husband followed. And then my father, after his army duty, followed. And then they became citizens. And they learned the language and became American citizens. And my father met my mom. And then they had me. Hey, there's me. Hey. All right. So my father, to make ends meet, because, again, he couldn't go to college. He had to come to the States. They were poor. He had to support his family. He fixed appliances. So I open up my medical practice, and I get ready to open up my medical practice, and my father asks me, what do I charge per patient? And I told him, but I go, but we don't make that much. You know, a new patient visit back then was $100, but we don't make $100. We probably make $30 for that new patient visit. And he's like, well, why? I go, well, we have to bill insurance. Insurance decides what they want to pay us. And he said, no, that's warranty. Don't do warranty. So warranty was where, well, we all have warranties, I guess, on our appliances, where he would fix an appliance and they wouldn't pay him cash if there was a warranty that say, go bill the company, and the company wouldn't always pay him. So he wouldn't take calls. He wouldn't do jobs that involved warranty because he noticed that he would get screwed over and he wouldn't get paid. And so he told me, he's like, don't do that. You won't get paid by the insurance company. You'll do work for free. And I told him, I know, but there's no way around it. You are a doctor. You have to get on an insurance company. That insurance company will tell you what they're going to pay you. Some doctors can negotiate their rate, but for most of us, especially in primary care, you know, one insurance company said, we're going to give you $2.42 for that patient. The patient has to pay a $30 copay, so you'll make $32. And if we wanted to be on the list, if we wanted to be able to see those patients, we did it. How did a doctor make it? How did a doctor stay alive financially? Well, hopefully there were some people with good insurances that might have paid you $40 or $50 a visit. And there were also patients without insurance who would pay cash right out front. So our cash rate was $50. Our cash rate was $50 because our total rate was $100. So we wanted to charge less. Unfortunately, people that pay cash end up paying more than those who have insurance. And we couldn't charge people $2.42 because we couldn't stay open. So that's why people complain when they pay cash that they pay more than if they've had insurance. But it's because we have to take into account that people are already paying insurance. We don't get that money, but they're paying insurance, so we have to take what the insurance gives us. Most of the time, you can't live on that, and you need non-insurance patients. You need to diversify, otherwise you can't make it. Now, when an insurance company doesn't cover you, if an insurance company says you're not on the list, they won't pay. The doctor will, in turn, charge the patient. Now, that doctor should have told the patient that they weren't on the list. When a patient comes to a doctor, they think that you take their insurance. You need to disclose if you take their insurance or not, because we don't want them getting a surprise bill. But that problem doesn't happen that often because most people will only find a doctor through their insurance. So that kind of solved that problem. But where it's been happening is you go to a hospital for a surgery and you have one specific type of insurance. So there's tons of insurances out there. The hospital takes your insurance and your surgeon takes your insurance. But what if the surgeon's favorite anesthesiologist, Bob, doesn't take your insurance? Now you get a bill from Bob. And it's a surprise because you're like, wait a second here. I did everything right. I went to the hospital I was supposed to. I went to the surgeon I was supposed to. I don't have a choice of anesthesiologist. Why am I getting a bill? So legislation through the Trump administration, I believe the Biden administration, tries to stop surprise billing. But it's not because we doctors want a surprise bill. We can't stand the fact that we can only see patients on a certain list. If we want to see you as a patient, we want to see you as a patient. But the problem is we have all these different insurance companies, and you have to get on one list, you have to get on another list. You know, early on in my practice, you had to pay to get on the list. But luckily, there were laws passed to stop that. I would have to pay to be on an insurance list. Everybody was taking money out. And, you know, you can't pass a cost on to anybody. So doctors are like, well, then forget that list. So patients then, unfortunately, didn't have enough doctors. So they had to kind of do away with that. Now, deductibles, we've explained. Deductibles are a way for an insurance company to delay paying until you've put in a certain amount of money. The average person doesn't put in enough money for the insurance to kick in. So they basically are getting premiums and never having to pay out. But for some people that have a surgery, they'll use up their deductible, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 deductible. Once they've spent that money for a doctor or a hospital, then the insurance kicks in. But it's not just paying the doctor $2,000. I've had people say, can I just give you $2,000 so my deductible kicks in? No. That $2,000 isn't an accurate number. If you see me as a patient and your insurance company says I am only allowed to get that $2.42 or $30.32, assuming the patient paid a copay, that gets applied to the deductible. Insurance companies just write off, and that's kind of what you're using insurance companies for. You're using insurance companies to negotiate with your doctor and bring down the price. As a doctor, I've said for years, let me just negotiate with the patients. Why? I don't need the middleman. I have no problem charging the patient only $30. Why do they have to pay hundreds of dollars a month to the insurance company? Well, because sometimes it's not as simple as just seeing me. Sometimes it involves a hospital, physical therapy, MRIs, things like that. So your bill might look confusing because the doctor might have charged $100, $150, and then you get a bill for $60. Well, if the insurance company writes the rest of that down and says that's what you owe, that's where your bill comes from. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Joe Biden has a pretty robust plan for COVID vaccination and the rollout, and many people have bought stock in pharmacies, right, CVS and Walgreens, because we were supposed to be able to go to our pharmacy and go get the vaccine. I think that's going to be on hold temporarily. They are still planning to get the vaccine out to the pharmacies. Just, we are being told by the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, that probably not anytime soon. Definitely not by February. We will not see the vaccine in the pharmacies yet. Why? Well, there is a robust plan coming from the Biden administration to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days of office. I believe his first 100 days of office take us through to the second week of May. Do I think they could do it? If they have the supply, yeah. If we have enough vaccine supply, absolutely, we could do it. If we don't have vaccine supply, then no. Right now, we're having issues of vaccine supply. Apparently in New York, multiple states, there are people that had an appointment. They waited for their appointment, but no shot. So we're signing people up to get the vaccine, and then there's no supply. Either because they run out, something happens to the batch, maybe there's software glitches and we're signing up too many people. So unfortunately, many states are being plagued with looking like they're getting the rollout done, looking like they're doing everything possible, and then unfortunately something happens. I think it was Governor Whitmer, I'm not sure, in Michigan. They lost tens of thousands of doses because of the vaccine cooling temperature dropping lower than it should. And remember, all these states want to show that they're on it. Nobody wants to have the headline that their state is behind on vaccine administration. So if they get a bad batch or a temperature issue, or if their trucks don't roll it in, it looks bad on them. So de Blasio's pretty upset because they've had glitches where they don't have enough supply. They have people ready to go. They're like, look, we're ready. We did the infrastructure. We organized. Where's the shot? That's why Governor Cuomo wanted to buy shots from Pfizer directly. He's like, well, then to heck with this. Why don't we just buy the shots directly? Well, because, again, we have a supply issue. There's a lot of demand, not as much supply. And the supply isn't very simple. You have to have this stored in very, very cold temperatures. Moderna, luckily, could be at room temperature longer than the Pfizer vaccine, but still, it's pretty challenging. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine might start to be reviewed. Some of their initial data might start to be reviewed next week. I don't believe they have enough stage 3 clinical data yet. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the one I'm really excited about because it's just a one-shot deal. This two-shot thing is a real pain in the butt, but that's the vaccine we have now. That's what we have to deal with. So what is Biden's plan? So first, Biden is going to have that federal mask mandate on all federal land, property, interstate planes, travel, ferries, trains, buses, trains, planes, automobiles. So you have to wear a mask. We're already kind of there. Most states already have mask mandates. So Biden saying masks everywhere. Yeah. Do I think that's going to get rolled back anytime soon? No. I think masks are going to be here to stay for a while. So he doubled down on the mask. He also has a target of 100 million shots in 100 days. That means by second week of May, less than a third of our country will have gotten the vaccine. I do think it's doable as long as we have supply. 100 new vaccination centers within a month. So football stadiums, parking lots, fair areas. 100 throughout the United States, again, very doable. Now, what about the pharmacies? The plan was to give the vaccine out at pharmacies and have the pharmacies administer it. Too small for our taste. In America, they need to kind of keep an eye on things. They need to also have everybody social distance. How many of you have been to the local pharmacy to get a flu shot? It was great. I love getting my flu shot at the local pharmacy. But it's crowded. It's a small pharmacy. So there can only be a few people at a time standing in line social distancing. They need to have people in cars or they need to have people completely spread out. Plus, as it seems to appear to be, they need EMS on standby. Some people are getting allergic reactions. So when that one woman had an allergic reaction at Petco Stadium, she honked her horn and paramedics were there. EMS were there to help her. So I don't see, if we're still worried about side effects from these vaccines and people are still having severe allergic reactions, I just don't see all the smaller pharmacies doing the initial rollout because where is EMS? And, you know, are the pharmacists, are they equipped to do it? They're already busy. I got to tell you, throughout this whole COVID pandemic, the one place where there was always a line was the pharmacy. And people are still getting their medications. They're using telemedicine. They're calling their doctor. I had to get my perimenopausal stuff. So every month I'm at the pharmacy, there's always a line. So where's the extra staff at these pharmacies to give out the vaccine. They'll do it. They've been planning it for months. But my guess is they're going to have to take a back seat. Also, Biden wants to cover the cost of deploying the National Guard for states to use for emergency supplies. The Defense Production Act is going to order factories to make more N95 masks, more testing kits, more vaccine ingredients and needles. There's going to be a pandemic testing board to overview testing. We're going to talk about that. Federal guidance on when and how it is safe to open schools. People are looking at, they're like, okay, we're already end of January. When's my kid going back to school? These kids have been out of school now for over 9 months. Almost 10 months. Actually, maybe more than 10 months. It's really hard to learn algebra at home. Federal standards on how to make workplaces safer from COVID. That's going to be very interesting. Federal standards on how to make workplaces safer. If anybody is going to be putting time and money into that, for any of us that were thinking by May this will all be over, no. If there's going to be standards for COVID, I told you this last year, it's here to stay. If there has to be, you know, every 5 minute disinfecting, if there has to be reusable, non-reusable, like everything disposable, right? You know, those are things you're going to have to add to your bottom line. If there has to be social distancing, if there has to be a minimum amount of customers, I don't believe this is going to be over by May, which is very unfortunate because companies can't work on 25% capacity. All international travelers will have to provide a negative test and isolate on arrival. For those of you that planned a spring vacation last year because you thought COVID was going to be over, you better have a plan on how to get back to the United States. If you do not have a COVID test that's negative and you maybe trigger a positive test, you're stuck in a foreign country until you can get back home. You better have plan B or consider your trip. Rejoin the World Health Organization. Biden is going to do that immediately. Regular briefings by experts such as Dr. Fauci. So we're going to get more Dr. Fauci reports. And then county level CDC dashboard showing infection. So more transparency with the states. I think it's robust. I agree with most of it. I don't really have too many issues. I think he has his work cut out for him. If we don't have also AstraZeneca approved and we can't rely on the AstraZeneca vaccine, I'm not sure what's taking time up with that unless maybe the country is overwhelmed just trying to deal with Pfizer and Moderna right now. But we have AstraZeneca vaccine saying, look, you can use mine. Johnson & Johnson wants to be considered. We still have a bunch of other vaccines coming around the bend. Some of these vaccines landed late to the party. I don't know if they'll ever be used. But I believe what will happen is we are going to, if Johnson & Johnson gets that approval, I think we are going to see the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in pharmacies. And I'm going to see people getting their one-shot dose through that. So that's what we have so far. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.